Dimitri, WAVA. Did you happen to go back by the men's room this morning and see the sign that I think it was Chip, our engineer, put up on the Coke machine?
No, I missed it. What did he say?
Another major revolt here with the employees at WAVA.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, you know, Pepsi only costs 40 cents back there, and the cost of Coke now has been raised to 45 cents.
Yes, it has. Uh-huh.
So Chip put a big sign on there saying, protest, boycott Coca-Cola, only buy Pepsi.
I thought I saw Chip trying to tip over one of the machines the other day.
Hey, I got news for everybody who works here, okay? It's only a stinking nickel. I'll give you one, okay? WAVA, another one of those bleeding hearts. Taylor Dane, hello.
Hi.
At 5 till 8 with the Morning Zoo, you're on the air, my dear.
Hi, how are you doing? How are you guys?
Fine. How are you?
Good, I was on the way to work today. And I heard that story about the woman.
And with the, had the rat biter in the toilet?
I never thought that could happen because, you know, I was in Hawaii. My husband was in the Marine Corps. And they sent us out all these letters about...
Hold on, wait. Just tell me. Did some animal bite you?
No, but we did. Some guys got bit.
Some guys got bit?
Yeah, they would send us out letters telling us to put Clorox in our toilet bowl every night in case the rodents come up because the guys won't look and they'll...
Hey, be all you can be, huh?
Don't call us again, okay? You always wanted a lover.
I only wanted a job. Slow with the Pet Shop Boys.
And we never listen to John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's too boring.
The Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA.
Hey, you wimps. It's a minute before nine. Wussies. WAVA. Arlington, Washington's Music Power. Yeah, Bleeding Hearts, Devil Worship, Wussies. Got them all here. A wonderful wave. It's almost 8 o'clock, and good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a very pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic, and we are sick about it. And you know me, I hate to point out when I'm right, but didn't I tell everybody yesterday not to worry about this whole snow thing?
That's right, and it was just a dusting.
They're wrong again, you know, and I think that we're going to have to start that... I think we may have taken it to an extreme before. We said we're going to kill a weatherman each time they got it wrong. I think we should simply chop off one of their digits.
Take a digit, take a finger. Bad forecast, take a finger, okay? They call for too little snow, take a finger.
Now, my favorite weatherman, of course, is Bob Ryan. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take one of Bob Ryan's fingers. You happened to watch Doug Hill last night. How many inches of snow did Doug Hill predict?
Bob was predicting 3 to 6. Doug was predicting 4 to 6. So I think Doug Hill was the one that predicted more snow. So we should maybe just take his ring finger.
Well, you know, I just thought of something. Since you like Bob Ryan, we all like Bob Ryan. Maybe we could just shave a big X into his hair. Because it'll grow back.
Right.
It would grow back. It's not
kind of like a scarlet letter thing, a reminder.
Yeah, but it would be a reminder, a visible reminder. People would see that.
Want to give him one more chance, though. Bob Ryan should get at least one more chance. But Doug Hill, I say hack off a digit.
I say take his pinky finger. He wears a pinky ring, doesn't he?
He might. Just
or maybe even his. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe his wedding ring finger.
And if it's ever one of those big storms where it paralyzes the city, I say we take the whole hand.
All right. Well, Doug. Doug over there on Television Center at Channel 9 will be coming by today with that big Don and Mike machete.
You better get it right next time or you won't be able to point to that map anymore.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. It'll be sunny, windy, but cold today with a high 31. It is already 31 outdoors in WAVA land as we continue into hour number 3 now of our Kayla Happy Birthday Dan Quayle Show.
Dan the man.
More on Dan coming up in just a moment. And speaking of morons, all these people who called and told on each other yesterday for this HOV thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you aware that, where is it? Now, Frank, you're a Dale Cityan. Is it on 395 now where they've reduced the HOV from 4 to 3?
That's right. On 95 and 395, the Shirley Highway, they lowered it to 3 to make it a little easier for people to do the carpool thing.
And they had some kind of a toll-free hotline yesterday, and I heard that like over 200 people called and wrote down other people's license plate numbers
who had,
I guess, less than 3 people in their car.
That's right. This is a new program. It's both on I-66 and on the Shirley Highway.
That is the lowest form of life to tell on somebody else for driving in the HOV. I mean, hey, we're all in this together against the cops.
Absolutely. Why do you think
I don't mean that we're against the cops, but I mean, let the cops try to count how many people are in the cars.
You know, we don't want to encourage people to break the law, but I mean, when you're coming the other direction, if I see a trooper on the side of the road, I hit those high beams 12, 13 times. Okay? I want the people coming in the other direction to know what's going on. Is that so bad?
Well, no, don't say that. You're going to be opening up Pandora's box here with a bunch of those old ladies with blue hair who drive 40 miles an hour in the left lane.
Yeah, I was just joking. I never really do that. Okay? I never really, and I don't encourage anyone to do it.
But anyway, that's really lame. And if you're one of those people that called untold on somebody else today, if you were here, I would pluck your nose hairs. I swear to God, I'm looking at a picture in the paper of Trooper Jeffrey Haig watching cars and buses zip by his cruiser on 395 as he begins enforcement of rules. Now, see, here's what you need. A Virginia State cop, let him out there. Yeah. Let him stay out there and try to count the cars, okay?
It's his job to do that.
There's the number if you need it.
Well, that's the number? 1-800-234-HERO?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Don't call that number.
Hi, my name is Gwen, and I saw this man driving, and he didn't have three people in his car, and I'm a hero.
Hey, you know what? I know Goodman's license plate number.
Do you really? I thought of that, too.
We should call and give him Goodman's number.
Oh, absolutely. Put Goodman in court. Now, that's using it for a practical joke is much better than using it for what it was designed for.
So, anyway, if you did that yesterday, shame on you. We're all in this thing together. Another item out of the Washington Post. Hey, it's more Mayor Barry news, and it looks worse now than ever for the mayor.
Oh, goody!
District government records show that former city employee Charles Lewis already had picked up in October a city document that Mayor Barry said he was delivering when he visited this guy's hotel room at the Ramada Inn on December 22nd. So in other words, Mayor Barry said, I was there delivering a document, which this guy had already gotten back in October. District government officials confirmed yesterday that their records showed that Charles Lewis visited the district building on October 21st and signed for a copy of a statistical abstract of Washington. Anyway, it was some junk he picked up. The October 21st date, according to city officials, may be significant because it places Charles Lewis in Washington far earlier than November 29th, which, of course, is the day he checked into the Ramada Inn on Rhode Island Avenue. He checked out of the Ramada Inn on December 23rd, the day after Mayor Barry's last visit, and although he has not been seen publicly, some officials say that he's still in the Washington area.
Oh, wow.
The dump Barry signs have begun appearing in town. Aides to Representative Robert Carr, Democrat from Michigan, confirmed that a member of Carr's staff was partly responsible for dozens of the signs posted around Washington streets.
They're just covering for you, Don.
Everybody's trying to help me out. I'm the one who's doing it, but I don't want to take the rap for it. Carr spokesman Jeff Eller said the employee Paul Frick had been reprimanded. Wisely, we make Paul Frick our employee of the day. The Frick man, the Fricker, the man of Frickstinia. So, Paul Frick, our hat is off to you. We have a call on the hotline that we'll get to right now. Hello?
This is Mayor Barry.
Mayor Barry, we were just talking about you.
Listen, I'm in listening to radio stations around the Austin area, and I've heard something about these polls.
Now, Channel 4 did a poll last night, and 46% of the people polled said that you should resign.
I'd like to explain something to you about polls. A poll basically is a snapshot in time. It's just a moment, but because people seem to, in the media, you folks in the media, they're trying to try me and convict me all at the same time. Seem to put a lot of emphasis on polls,
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
You said that when you went to the Ramada Inn on the 22nd, you were going to drop off some paper, but it was reported that the paper that you said you dropped off had already been picked up by this guy on October 21st.
I don't think it serves any interest at all to talk about where I was and when I was there and the charges and what.
See, now this is the usual double talk BS that you give people that usually slides right by.
No.
Yes.
Let me just finish a second. I'll finish, all right? Now, I like to go around the city of Washington, D.C., and check out some of the various hotels just to see how they're being maintained in the city and see if the regulations are being lived up to. Around make sure the people are doing the right job. I'm the mayor, and I'm able to go wherever I want, and that's what a good mayor is. He gets out and he sees the people of the city, and people that pay attention to polls. As a matter of fact, I have my own poll. This is a poll that was conducted by the polling company that I use, and Mayor Barry and Barry Associates, and we have a result of our poll, and it doesn't go along with what that Channel 4 poll.
What are the results of your poll, Mayor Barry?
This was an unofficial poll taken of 20 people that we talked to, my FBI last night. We called them up, and 20 people. One 20 people that we surveyed.
Right.
98% said Mayor Barry is doing the best job of any mayor in the country, and should be mayor for life if they could make mayor for life.
What did the other two people say?
Two people undecided. They didn't know. so the overwhelming statistics by my poll totally goes against what they said in the WRC Channel 4 poll, and that's my snapshot in time. There's two snapshots in time. You have to make up your mind what they are.
Are you going
to
resign? Are you going to resign? I'm going to ask you now to resign. Would you please resign for the good of Washington?
Well, that's absurd. That's absurd. I've taken a good objective look at the Barry administration. I'm a great mayor. I really am, and I just think trying and convicting me, you people in the media, it's your fault.
Why were you out of town 108 days last year? That's like 3 months out of town.
Right. I like to go around, and it's necessary to relax. You know, I formed the organization MOVE, M-O-V-E, Mayors on Vacation Everywhere, which required me to spend a lot of time out of the city. And, of course, there's Motel, which is Mayors Out to Enjoy Life, which is another one of my organizations. And it's very necessary for me to spend time out of the city.
Yes. Hey, are you wearing that big, stupid cowboy hat right now?
Yeah, I'm wearing it's a Redskins hat. It's not a Cowboys hat.
Well, no, it's a cowboy hat with a big Redskins logo, that one that you wore at the parade last year.
Yeah, I've worn it since they wore the Super Bowl. Whenever I'm home and I sleep with it on, as a matter of fact, because I'm a big Redskins fan, because the city of Washington loves the Redskins, and so do I, and I want to be as close to the Redskins as I can possibly get. And that's why, of course, Motel May is Out to Enjoy Life. We all have cowboy hats.
Okay, well, thanks once again, and please do us all a favor and just resign, okay?
I appreciate your support. Thank you very much, and I love you, and have a happy new year. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Mayor Marion Barry, my main man. 808 WAVA. Hello, one more call here. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning. How are you all doing? This is Jimmy Stewart.
It's Jimmy Stewart.
I've got a couple of things I need to get off my chest. First of all, I need to apologize. I'm the one who's been tearing down the dumb Barry sign.
Why have you been tearing them down?
I'm sorry. I've been confused. I thought they were anti-Ken Barry.
Oh, Jimmy, no, not the guy from Mayberry RFD.
And then, you know, I got that out of mind, and I thought maybe you were trashing Barry Livingston
from My Three Sons?
No, Jimmy, no, it's our mayor.
Oh, him.
Mayor Marion Barry.
Hasn't he died or anything?
Good. No, you would think by now, with all the stuff he's put into his system, but nope, he's still alive.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to also wish Dan Quayle happy birthday, and if I could sing him a little song.
Oh, we'd love it, Jimmy. Be my guest.
Go ahead, Mr. Stewart.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, oh, Danny boy. And dance by the light of the moon.
Thank you, James.
Good night, everybody, or good morning, or never mind, I've got to go to bed.
All right, bye, Jimmy. It's 8:09 at WAVA. Now we're ready for commercials. Come back with one of our all-time favorites, Guess That Darned Whoopee.
Oh, boy!
If your parents live outside the Metro Washington, D.C. area, mm-hmm. and you are over 25 years old, you are eligible to play our game at 432 WAVA. You simply guess within 7 days the last time your mom and dad
made my passionate love
made whoopee. And if your parents are anything like most parents, it's probably centuries ago. Which is why all of you guys out there should order this Lyle Wagner impotence cream. Now, I know we talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the show again last night on Channel 54 in Baltimore.
Right.
And have you know, I called the toll-free number with my credit card number, and I ordered the Y brand.
Oh, that's wonderful. So
it'll get here in a box in about 6 weeks, long after we've forgotten about it, and it'll be up a whole new surprise. We can spend hours just rubbing it on ourselves.
Lyle Wagner impotency cream. It's better than an implant.
And guess the whoopies coming up next to WAVA. Rocket in your pocket time, 11 minutes past 8.
Experience it this weekend. The biggest show of its kind anywhere. The 1989 Washington International Motorcycle Show. Formerly the Great American Motorcycle and ATV Show, this weekend at the Washington Convention Center. See all the 89s from Harley-Davidson, Honda, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Yamaha, including ATVs and scooters. And the latest Trek personal watercraft from Kawasaki, too. Plus, money-saving show specials on everything from helmets to jackets to boots. See the 200-mile-an-hour Pepsi Suzuki RGV 500 Formula 1 GP bike. The same machine that Kevin Schwan Road to Victory in both the Japan and West German Grand Prix this year. Enter the Cycle News Sweepstakes for a chance to win your choice of a street bike, a dirt bike, or a personal watercraft. And thrill to live trials demonstrations all weekend long. Perform with the nation's top trials riders inside the convention center. All this and much, much more. It all happens this weekend. The 1989 Washington International Motorcycle Show at the Washington Convention Center. Open this Friday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., this Saturday from 10 to 10, and this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets at the door of the Washington Convention Center. This is the big one this weekend. An Edgel production.
Bacardi Imports presents the comedy event of the year. That's right, it's the first annual Comedy Congress, and it convenes January 7th at 8 p.m. at the Warner Theater. So what exactly is the Comedy Congress? Well, it's Robert Klein, Jerry Seinfeld, and Sinbad all together for one night to keep you in stitches. Sponsored by Bacardi Import, with all proceeds benefiting Comic Relief. So why not pick up some tickets for a hilariously entertaining evening with the Comedy Congress, January 7th at the Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now at the Warner Theater, Ticketron, and Ticket Center, or by calling Teletron at 1-800-543-3041. That's 1-800-543-3041. And for those of you who need a comedy appetizer, head down to Garvin's downtown for the Bacardi's Funniest Washingtonians Contest. It's open to all, and best of all, proceeds go to Comic Relief. That's Garvin's on January 5th and the Comedy Congress with Robert Klein, Jerry Seinfeld, and Sinbad on the 7th at the Warner Theater.
The Accidental Tourist has just been voted Best Picture of the Year by the New York Film Critics Circle. Rex Reed of At the Movie says it is that rare American film that manages to be intelligent, deeply moving, and a work of art all at the same time. And People Magazine calls it one of the year's 10 best.
Accidental Tourist.
Yes.
You're my hero.
William Hurt, Kathleen Turner, Gina Davis, The Accidental Tourist. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Starts Friday in selected area theaters. Consult newspapers for showtimes.
Boy, now there's a sandwich. There's a sandwich, I gotta tell you. Gina and Kathleen.
And Kathleen and William,
right in the middle.
You still lust in your heart after Kathleen Turner quite vigorously.
Oh, you know I do, my friend. 13 past 8 at Wonderful Wava, Power 105. Listen, I was just chatting with Frank. We ran a commercial a second ago for the Comedy Congress, the show that benefits Comic Relief.
Yep.
That we'll be emceeing on Saturday night at the Warner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
One of the deals when they asked us to do this, and it's for the Comic Relief Fund, so sure, we're going to do it. You know, of course, gratis. The thing is, I said, well, we'd like to have Jerry Seinfeld on the show, because we've never had Jerry Seinfeld on. And now apparently, Frank, what is the deal they're trying to thrust Robert Klein upon us to?
Well, they feel that Bob would do real well for the show also. Would be a great promotional tool to get more people out there, if you'll pardon the expression, to get more people out there to see Jerry Seinfeld, Robert Klein, Sinbad, and of course Don and Mike to kick it all off.
And what I was going to say was that, you know, we've had Sinbad on before, and he was all right, and I'd love to have Jerry Seinfeld on.
Twice. We've had Sinbad on the show two times.
But Robert Klein... I have seen Robert Klein enough that I don't think he's the kind of guy I could hold a conversation with. I don't have to think Robert... I know this will probably hurt ticket sales. I don't think he's very funny.
There are a lot of people that think he's funny, though, out there. There are a lot of people down in our listening audience that think Robert Klein is...
Do you think he's funny?
Huh?
Did you want to have him on?
I don't want to say what I'm going to say, because if I say that, that might hurt ticket sales. I want to say that I used to like him a lot.
Come on, you can say the truth. I think that to see Jerry Seinfeld, who I happen to think is
very
simply one of the hottest comedians around, I'd sit through 20 minutes of Robert Klein.
Let me say this. I liked Robert Klein when he used to do a little more of the stand-up thing. He had a Mind Over Matter, which was a pretty funny comedy album that he did. But then when he went to do all these cable shows,
I never think he's funny when I see him on David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely never. Although David Letterman seems to enjoy having Robert Klein on, doesn't he?
Well, I think David Letterman, like all the young comedians, see Robert Klein as sort of a father figure. Someone, you know, like,
as a matter of fact,
like a Johnny Carson, maybe.
For the record, I don't think that David Letterman is all that funny too many nights anymore.
He seems to be a little irritated lately, doesn't he?
That is wearing on me just a little bit. And you know, I'm one of the biggest David Letterman fans in the world. But hey, if you don't want to do the show, I mean, it's one thing to come on and kid, boy, hey, I have a lousy show tonight. But every single night, the guy's just coming out. You know what I think he needs? I think... David Letterman needs a little of that, and I think he'd be okay.
Really?
I don't know what his status with Meryl. What's her name?
Meryl Marco. Oh, they broke. He's been.
Did they break up?
Since they broke up. Yes.
Oh, they broke up. Well, that explains it. Then he needs a little of this.
He's still having that. He's still having that torrid affair with Sandra Bernhardt, though, isn't?
Oh. You know, I don't know. Every time she's on that show, she comes over and gives him one of those real kisses. Oh no, that is gross. Now there is a gross-looking woman, Sandra Bernhardt.
But brilliant. It's her mind. You have to appreciate her for her mind.
I do think she's pretty funny. I like it when she's on because she pushes him.
Mm-hmm.
She gives him a pretty hard time.
So what's the verdict? I mean, what's the deal with Robert
Klein? No way, Jose.
No, we'll get Jerry Seinfeld. We'll call in sometime this week, and I'll just say no, thank you. We don't need, you know, Bob.
Don't you tell him that Jim Elliott can have Robert Klein. Now, there's two guys who I think would get along together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Robert Klein does Johnny a lot, too. So
I'm sure Jim Elliott still thinks that Robert Klein's one of the funniest people alive.
Probably.
So you have, with my blessing, he can have Robert Klein if he wants him.
Jim just sits there and watches old Jack Parr tapes.
That's the speed he's working
at. 16 past 8 at WAVA. And, we've wasted all this time. Let's get right to Guess the Whoopee. Mike, do we have a contestant?
Yes, on line number 3, it's Charles Rossi from Washington. He's 28 years old.
Hi, Chuck.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you, my friend? And what do you do for a living, Charles?
I'm a staff sergeant, United States Army.
Oh, good for you, my friend. And your mom and dad live where, in Daytona, Florida?
Right out of Daytona in Deland.
And I see here that your dad, Charles, 48, and your mom, Debbie, boy, your dad married a young gal, only 32.
Good man.
So, good man. I would guess that your parents are probably still pretty active. What with your dad marrying such a young gal, just 4 years older than you are, I would make you hone it down to the exact day in the last 7 days. If you think your mom and dad have made whoopee, what would your guess be there, Charles?
My guess would be Saturday.
Saturday, and why are you guessing this past Saturday?
Yeah, he worked all week. Saturday probably had the day off, so he's a little bit more relaxed.
So is mom a good-looking lady, Charles?
She's pretty nice.
Pretty nice.
Well, nice lady.
That's great. We're glad to hear that. Let's go now live to Daytona, Florida. Hello, Charles?
Yes.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine.
Well, good. I'm Don, and this is my friend Mike. We're a couple of fat DJs.
Hi, Charles.
Hi.
From Washington, D.C., and we have your son, Sergeant Rossi, on the line with us. Charles, want to say hi to your dad?
Hi, Dad.
Lost the voice for a minute there, Sarge.
Sure did.
I tell you what, Charles Jr., why don't you tell Charles Sr. exactly why we're calling?
We're calling to guess the last day that you and Debbie made whoopee.
The last day that we made whoopee?
Yes, sir. See, it's a game we call Guess the Whoopee.
And if your son has correctly guessed the last day that you made whoopee, he'll win some kind of a prize.
Should I tell the truth or lie?
No, well, we'd like the truth, please, sir.
Oh, okay. About 3 months.
Oh, dear.
About 3 months.
Sergeant Rossi, I'm terribly sorry.
What's happening?
You know, hey, Sergeant Rossi.
Yes.
Have you seen this special on TV with Lyle Wagner?
Yeah, with that little thing you pump up. Dad, I think we need to raise some money for you.
I think we need to raise something else, if you know what I'm saying. Ah, geez.
Mike can tell to get old, and these headaches come quite frequently.
I guess they do. Well, how can we give Charles Sr. nothing? I think we must give him some kind of prize. Charles Jr., here's what you've won.
All right, Sergeant. It's a copy of Big Top Pee-wee on video cassette, a Pee-wee pack of really cool stuff. And, Sarge, either a talking Pee-wee doll or Pee-wee's pal, Cherry, compliments of Paramount Home Video and Power 105 WAVA. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, and that's fantastic. My son will love it.
Oh, great. Thank you, Charles Rossi. And big Charles, good luck, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Love you, Dad.
Love you too, son.
Bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
And hey, little Charlie, need you to hold on the line for just one moment. And that is Guess the Whoopee, as always, a Mark Goodson.
Bill Todman.
Television.
Production.
And
thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
All right, my friend.
Listen, you guys were talking about Jim Elliott a little while ago, and last week, I had a story to tell you. Last week, I was in Columbia, South Carolina. I don't know if you heard this or not, but did you hear that story that a garbage truck backed into a radio station and knocked the tower down and knocked them off the radio?
No. That was Jim, sir.
Maybe it was. Maybe he got fired from that station. And, you know, decided to take a little revenge.
Driving that customized with the JE tags.
J5.
started swapping spit with Brooke Shields and Elizabeth Taylor. No, Michael Jackson.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Hey, come on, boys. Bring it back a little.
What are you doing here?
Hi, hello. Hey, hi, how you doing? Steve Elliott, hi.
Hey, get that garbage truck out of here, Jim.
Oh, come on now, don't you have any holiday garbage? That's my favorite kind of garbage. Only the most delicious things come out of the garbage during the holiday time. All right, boys, bring it back. Come on, Scott. Jim, bring it back a little bit.
Jim, I bet you think that we'd forgotten all about you eating the pizza out of the garbage when you worked here.
Oh, no. You guys are just like elephants. Hey, sunshine today. You never forget. You never forget a thing. You know what I mean?
Current events quiz time at 432-WAVA.
Jim, you actually smell of garbage this morning.
Oh, I've been picking through dumpsters all morning. Hey.
Ciao, babe.
Everybody's looking for something. Something to fill in the hole.
Power 105. Happy birthday, Dan Quayle.
Oh, yeah.
It's our gala Happy Birthday Dan show.
Mm-hmm. 8:35 at WABA. Hello, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And we are, sick about it.
Sick about it.
It's 25 before 9 at W.
No. No, making a phone call here.
I gotta change the subject.
Thank you very
much. We cannot
continue.
No, we can't.
No.
We just...
No. No.
We can't continue.
No, we can't.
Wonderful waiver.
Fly away from that one.
Mm-hmm. 8:35.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, listen, what time do you think you'll be driving?
No.
I won't talk about it. Okay. What time do you think you'll be driving Bart off this morning?
About 9:45.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Could you get him ready for show business and prepare him to sing his little version of Kokomo this morning?
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, that's no sweat. He's always ready with that number. He brings his music with him everywhere for that.
Okay.
One.
Hey, is he around?
Yeah.
Okay, talk to him for a second.
Yeah, hold on.
He knows all the words to Kokomo.
Did you teach him Kokomo over the vacation?
He learned it on his own.
All right, Bart!
From listening to the WAVA radio station.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweet guy. How you doing?
Fine.
You gonna come down and see Daddy and Uncle Mike at the radio today?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, when you come down here, do you want to sing Kokomo?
Yeah.
Okay, you sing it when you get here then, okay?
I can sing it now.
Oh, you want to sing it now?
Oh, let him sing it now.
Okay, go ahead. Sing Kokomo.
Hi. Okay. Daddy, Kokomo. Yago, Atiga, O'Reilly, go down to Kokomo, not where we want to go, right down to Kokomo.
Hey,
all right, way to go.
You'll hear it without the telephone live a little later this morning.
Good
as
job,
I continue
Bart.
My unabashed exploitation of my family and my never-ending quest to make you think that I'm not really the total jerk that I am. I'll see you when you get down here with Mommy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, love you, big guy.
Bye, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hang up the phone now. Hey, Bart? See you later. 8:38 at WAVA. So he'll be by to sing, I guess, in the last 15 minutes of the show today.
Oh, that's great. Maybe you can sing along with the record.
We'll be continuing our tribute to Dan Quayle in the next few moments as we call the Bigfoot Convenience Store in Indiana.
All right.
Also, I had a note here that I wanted to mention that I think, is the receptionist downstairs now? The one who I just let in the back door, is she the one who quit because she can't stand the pressure of working here?
Now, wait, there was somebody that quit down there, but I think she's actually gone. She's not here anymore.
Well, no, the one that's down there now is quitting again.
She is?
Yeah, really? We have a problem with receptionists here. We had one receptionist who lasted like 2 days, said she couldn't take the pressure.
Right.
And then the gal that I just let in, I don't even know what her name is, I let her in the back door, and I said, hey, you've worked here long enough, you should get a key. And she said, I don't really need one. I quit. Friday is my last day.
Man, she was only here for about an hour. She was only here for an hour. How can she quit after only an hour? It's incredible. We need a permanent receptionist here. You know, they'd eliminate all these problems if they let two guys interview the receptionist that could probably handle it. Right?
If you'll pardon the pun, we could find a gal who could handle it.
We could do it in an afternoon.
Maybe over a weekend. Out of town.
Easy.
Now, our business office opens at 8:30, right? Switchboard opens at 8:30?
Yeah. It would be easy for us. She would be easy for us.
She'd have to be easy for us.
Now, see, here's a problem. Here's a problem.
It's 8:39 and the business office opens at 8:30.
Yeah. Business office is supposed to be open for 10 minutes now and no answer.
No answer. Is it any wonder the station runs like a finely tuned machine?
Oh, man, I tell you. The front line, that's the important line, the front line, those people that are right out on the edge.
That very first impression that you will make it when you call the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
name is Bob Sprockett, and I sell Bob Sprockets, and I'm thinking of buying $1 million worth of advertising.
Ah.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling WAVA.
Hi. This is Don and Mike. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Hi. Is this the gal that I just let up in the door up here?
Yeah, but you're calling on Sharon's line. You're not calling on...
No, I called 534-0320.
Oh, three, but I'm 500.
No, the business line is 534-0320. That's the number I called.
Huh?
Yeah. The number that I dialed was 534-0320.
That is the main business number. You see, we were calling that because we thought that would be the quickest way to get through to you. Obviously, it wasn't.
No, see, I heard Cher's line ringing, and it was just ringing, and usually it transfers over, so then it didn't transfer, so then I went over here.
No, how many more days do you have with us? Two more days. Two more days. Why'd you quit?
Are you guys calling me?
No, you're on the air.
Oh, my God.
But we didn't have to tell you because you're an employee. We can put employees on the air without asking their permission.
Well, why did you quit?
Why did I quit?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to college. And I have three other lines ringing. So I have to go.
That's the only reason? We thought it might have been the incredible, terrible pressure of working at WAVA.
No, it's fine working here.
Okay. Do we have another receptionist standing by when you leave?
No, she hasn't arrived yet.
What are we getting? Is it a mail order receptionist from Zimbabwe or something?
Hey, the crate's
any
here.
Moment.
What?
I said she should be coming in any moment.
Oh, good. Well, send her right up here, okay, for orientation.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The latest in a long line of WAVA receptionists.
You heard it. She's going to college, and that's why she has to quit.
Now, before this receptionist, we had the fat one who quit after 2 days.
Right.
Before her, we had Pam, who was always, like, drunk or something like that.
Hungover. Now, I think hungover would be the best description of Pam.
Before Pam, we had the little short biker. Now, do you remember her? The little gal with the greasy, brownish, blonde hair?
No, before Pam, it was Sharon. Before Pam,
right.
It was Sharon.
Well, before Sharon, it was the little greasy blonde.
Sharon, actually, the most successful of all the receptionists.
Wait, who
you missed one? There was a Marion who was before... Pam, but after Sharon. So going backwards, it would be, I think, Pam, then Marion.
How long was Marion here?
Oh, almost a year.
And then Sharon.
And
now who was the little greasy one?
There was Robin.
Robin, do you remember her, the biker?
I remember Robin.
And then before Robin was Lillian, who we should bring back. Lillian, who used to sit and read magazines and do her nails.
Wait a minute, was Marion the one?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I remember Marion.
Yeah, Marion was the very attractive gal. Yeah, you can't forget Marion.
Marion should come back and work.
And then there was a Deborah before Lillian. Well, there might have been somebody else.
No, Lillian's as far back as I go. That was 4 years ago.
Lillian,
now, you know, we should bring Lillian back, because I tell you what, if you knew the way to Lillian's heart, which was just give her as much free stuff as you could, you got fantastic service. The whole time that I was here when Lillian was here, I consistently got all of my messages.
That's right.
She called me at home when anybody called, and you know the reason? Whenever I got a free something, I'd give it to Lillian.
And if Lillian's out there listening, Lillian, if you finished your novel, maybe you could come back and work for us.
Come back to the Five and Dime. Come on back. We need a receptionist, I guess. Position is open.
Yes, so to speak.
8:43 at WAVA. Okay, we have a top 10 list and then the current events quiz as we continue to fly through this material rapid fire.
Yeah, all for you.
Mike, here are the top 10 worst jokes I heard yesterday.
All right, share them with us, please.
Keep in mind, these are not for small children.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, did you hear, Mike, about the guy from Manassas who couldn't spell?
What happened to him?
Spent the night in a warehouse.
Boom!
Number 9, Mike, what do you call a Mexican guy with a vasectomy?
What do you call a Mexican guy with a vasectomy?
A dry Martinez.
Well, hey!
Number 8, what's green and makes holes?
What is green and makes holes?
A dill pickle.
Oh.
A drill pickle. Number 7, I don't know if I can read that one again, the one about Maurice.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why was he fired from the sperm bank?
Why was Maurice fired from the sperm bank, Don?
Drinking on a job.
Hi-oh!
Number 6, why did the guy from Frederick name his dog Herpes?
I don't know, why did the guy from Frederick name his dog Herpes?
Because he wouldn't heal. Number 5, worst joke I heard yesterday, what do you call a cow with no legs?
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef. Number 4, how does Kim Anderson do it doggy style?
How does Kim Anderson do it doggy style?
She makes her boyfriend beg for an hour.
Oh!
Number 3, what do Loretta Swit and Richard Pryor have in common?
What do Loretta Swit and Richard Pryor have in common?
They both have had major burns on their face.
Oh.
Number 2, what do you call a Filipino contortionist?
What do you call a Filipino contortionist?
A manila folder.
Boom.
And the number 1, worst joke I heard yesterday, what does Frank Murphy call the waterbed he keeps in his bedroom?
What does Frank Murphy call the waterbed he keeps in his bedroom?
The Dead Seas.
Hi-oh!
And now at 8:44, finally, we're ready for the current events quiz. And Mike, would you please tell me a little bit about our contestants?
Let's say hello to Brian Gendominico of Hyattsville. Brian is an account representative for Benjamin Office Supply. He likes skiing, football, picking trash with Jim Elliott, and watching the A-Team.
And good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
How about that snow, huh?
Oh, yeah, we just got so much of it.
You know, now it looks like, at least here in Arlington, Vietnam, outside our studios, It looks like it's going to snow. Doesn't it look to you out the window like it's snow?
Yeah, and they're calling for actually clearing today.
Partly sunny, windy, and cold.
So you can pretty much guarantee on a good extra 8 inches today, probably.
And if you're listening, Doug Hill from over at Channel 9, We're going to be over a little later this afternoon to chop off your ring finger.
Mm-hmm. Is the ring finger or the pinky?
No, I think we decided the ring finger, the wedding ring finger.
Yeah, and you'll still have pretty good use of the hand, Doug, so don't worry.
I think you're right-handed, so, it's off your left hand. But the next time you screw up, as Mike mentioned, we're going to take the whole hand. Okay, my friend, please pick C. Yes, David?
Do you want to hear the latest?
Oh, they did change it again?
About the weather?
Yeah, what?
They were wrong yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Well, now they've just updated the forecast.
Yep.
Look at it. Scattered snow showers this morning with an additional 1 inch accumulation.
Oh, jeez. You idiots.
Partly sunny, windy, cold this afternoon. So that's the update where Diana's been getting calls all morning. It's snowing out here.
You idiots. You weathermen are idiots. And weather women.
1 inch. Oh.
And now look at it. Hey, on command, It is now snowing big flakes here in Arlington, Vietnam.
You can count on it. They're calling for sunshine. We're going to get the storm today probably, right? That's the way it always works. I think, it's actually working out very well. You've got a system. You just go the opposite way that they say.
How tough is it? I mean, how tough is it to say when it's going to snow?
Apparently, it's extremely difficult to predict snowfall, even with all their charts, with their radar, with their satellites.
But doesn't it seem like some guy just wakes up and looks out the window? Because we've been on the air since 5:30, 3.5 hours. Our forecast has said partly sunny all day today. It's like some guy wakes up and looks out the window just like I did and goes, excuse me, hit the microphone. Look, it looks like it's going to snow. We better change the forecast.
I wish they'd just have a big wheel, a big prize wheel. Just
no, I'm going to have to change that Doug Hill thing. I'm going to have to change that to two fingers.
Yeah.
The wedding ring and the pinky ring.
And then if
two fingers today, Doug.
And one more mistake, and that is definitely the whole hand for you.
So we'll be over there today. All right, now to the current events quiz. Are you ready, my friend?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm sorry. Please pick C. Question number one. In a telling interview that she's given to Time magazine, Robin Givens tells all, once and for all, about her relationship with the champ, Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
And she predicts that the situation with Mike and herself will settle down and they will get back together.
Oh, no.
Robin Givens also predicted that her life will be unturbulent for the next 10 years. And she said that if you check back in 10 years, her name would be A, Robin Givens Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Or in 10 years, her name would be Robin Tyson. Or she said in 10 years, her name would be Robin Givens Tyson Carson Rooney Goldthwait Springsteen Jackson Kinnison.
I have to go with C.
Yeah.
Very
good, Brian.
What's Brian won there, Mike?
Brian has won a $50 gift certificate from Herman Munster's World of Sporting Goods.
Oh, that's great.
Don.
Thank you.
Okay, Brian. Question number two. Here's a quick one for you. What do these people have in common? Arsenio Hall, Joan Rivers, Pat Sajak, and Kenny Rogers. Can it be that they all, A, will have new TV talk shows out soon? Or could it be that, B, they will all be putting out brand new recordings soon?
Mm-hmm.
Or can it be that, C, all of them will have to be tragically executed after I get sick of seeing them on television?
Yeah!
C, executed.
Good answer. Way to go, Brian.
And brought Brian right to attention, Mike. That's Brian one now.
It's a copy of Big Top Pee-wee on video cassette. A Pee-wee pack of really cool stuff and either a talking Pee-wee doll or Pee-wee's pal. Pardon me, Brian?
Excuse me.
A talking Pee-wee dollar, Pee-wee's pal Cherry, compliments of Paramount Home Video and Power 105 WAVA. Don.
Thank you, Mike. And now, Brian, finally, number three for you. Speaking of television, here's big news for you Growing Pains fans.
All right.
And say, who's not a fan of Growing Pains? Starting with tonight's episode, Kirk Cameron's character, Mike Seaver, finally starts a long-awaited romance.
Oh, God.
Who will he start his first romance with? A, the family maid?
Mm-hmm.
B, his college girlfriend.
Yes.
C, his sister. Brian?
Yeah, C, his sister.
Yeah, what does Brian want now, Mike, besides a quick slap in the face?
It's a copy of Manhunter by Epix from Egghead Discount Software's Christmas catalog.
Catalog.
Hated that.
Don.
Thanks, Mike. Brian, what station are you listening to right now?
WAVA.
Okay, hold on, my friend, and thanks for listening, but please don't ever call us again. It's 10 minutes until 9 o'clock at WAVA, and it is snowing outside.
Look at it over there. Look at it way over there. Look
I know.
At,
I
that's
can
it.
See.
Mm-hmm.
I can see. Okay, we're going to open up our phones here at 432-WAVA. I can see. You don't have to keep pointing it to me, Mike.
Look.
It's snowing like holy sin outside.
Look at it. Look
I
at it.
I see it. Here's the question. Which weatherman should we torture first? I don't want to single out Doug Hill. Because you happened to watch channel. I didn't even watch the weather last night. That's how sure I was it wasn't going to snow. We're just singling out Doug Hill because you happened to watch him last night.
Yeah, and I watched him yell at the guy that ran his little satellite screen behind him and just say, press the button so it'll freeze it.
432-WAVA, that is the number. Please call right now. Lovely Diana will be sitting in the next room, and we'll take your calls during the commercials, take a couple live calls. We come back on the air and vote for which of the big four you'd like us to off. Now, that would either be, I guess, Doug Hill, since Gordon Barnes is out at Channel 9.
Right.
Or, I guess, if you want, as a sacrificial kind of thing, Gordon Barnes, if you want to, you know, before he retires, we'll chop off one of his fingers.
Yeah, we're going to hack off a digit. It's up to you to choose which weatherman gets his digit hacked off.
Now, I guess we could open up to all of them. You got Bob Ryan, but then you've got Tom Curran, who I certainly would love to torture. Mm-hmm. Or, and behind him, Alan Useless
Alan
at Channel 4. Then at Channel 7, you've got Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown. And now there's a guy, I mean, if I might not take a digit. I might go with the whole hand right off the bat.
And then, of course, Nancy Russo, the lady with a mustache.
Maybe simply pluck out all of her facial hairs individually. That might be what we do.
Or, once again, if you want simply a sacrificial image, Fred Weiss, Whitey.
Whitey, and I think Whitey's getting ready to pack it in, isn't he, over there?
Now, who's the weather person at Channel 5? Who is the weather person at Channel 5?
Oh,
It's a woman, Sue somebody. Sue Palooka, something like that.
Sue Palooka. Hey, Sue Palooka, come on over here. You blew the forecast.
So anyway, with her, I don't know. Maybe we'd rip her hair out or something. And there's some dork who does the weekend weather at Channel 5 who should just be, you know, just castrated or something if we decide to take care of him.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea.
So, I mean, the choices are open. Call now and we'll come back and decide who we should blame for the fact that it's snowing out now when it wasn't supposed to be snowing. It's 8:52, hack one off time at WAVA.
The big day at last. I've got a date with Amanda. Oh, I wonder if she'll like this suit. I wonder if she'll like me. Oh, yeah. The French place with the soft lighting. No. Not tonight. Please, look, I'll buy you a new battery. I'll change your oil every 3,000 miles.
Isn't it strange how your car seems to act up just when you need it most? If you belong to AAA, you don't have to worry. No matter where or when you break down, AAA will come and get you. We'll boost your battery, bring gasoline, change a flat, even tow you to a garage. If you use your car for important journeys, it's important to join AAA first.
Please, car, I'll change the oil every 100 miles. I'll change it every day. I'll change. You change. Don't ever change.
Join AAA today. Call 222-6870.
Are you getting married? If there's a wedding in your future, get ready for the country's greatest bridal extravaganza. It's the Great Bridal Expo, presented by Bill Heaton, the nation's leading wedding expert. This is the one bridal show that must not be missed by any bride or groom. See the very best in wedding photography, video, music, caterers, jewelers. Experience the ultimate bridal fashion show that rivals Broadway, the largest tuxedo show anywhere from after six formal wear. The incredible honeymoon show featuring the U.S. Virgin Islands. You can win your dream honeymoon or any of over $150,000 in fantastic prizes.
This is Bill Heaton. Your wedding is the most important occasion of your life, and I'll help you make it the best it can be.
Register now for the Great Bridal Expo. Call 1-800-422-EXPO. 1-800-422-EXPO. Get a free bonus bridal magazine just for calling. Call 1-800-422-EXPO now for the Great
in 1989? Enroll at Humro Tech now, and in less than a year, you can be a computer technician, servicing computers for Honeywell, Unisys, Wang, or one of over 200 other high-tech companies. Computer service is one of the fastest-growing occupations, tracked by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and one of the hottest careers in the computer industry, boasting a 99% placement record.